We continue Bezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Chala. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. Now the halacha is that before we separate Chala, before a woman does Afrashat Chala, she has to say a bracha, right? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elkenu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kideshanu B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu Leafrish Chala Min Ha'isa. So now we know that one who's naked, for example, whose private parts are uncovered, whose erva is uncovered, cannot say a bracha. So that's what's going to be discussed here in the Mishnah. Ha'isha yoshevet vekotza halata aruma. A woman can sit on the ground and separate her chala while unclothed, aruma. Mipenei she yichola lechasot atzma, because she's able to cover herself, which means she can sit in a way that her erva is covered. And technically, if her ilva is covered, therefore she can recite the bracha and separate chala. Avalo ha'ish. But this is not the case with a man. A man cannot separate chala when he's naked, even if he's sitting on the ground. That's because he's not able to cover his private area when he's sitting on the ground. He's still exposed, and therefore he cannot say the bracha, and he won't be able to do afrashat chala. So that's the difference between a woman and a man regarding afrashat chala. Now, the continuation of the Mishnah is talking about the following. There is a halacha that when kneading dough that you know will have an obligation of afrashat chala, in the days where there was the halachot of tum'ah v'tara, the person who was kneading the dough had to take care that the dough should not become tameh. And the reason for that is because if the dough would become tameh, then the chala that was separated from it is also tameh. And it's a isur, it's forbidden to cause chala to become tameh, just like by truma. So our Mishnah now discusses a case where the person who's kneading the dough is tameh and he doesn't have a way to purify himself. Someone who cannot make his dough in a state of tahara because he's tameh, and let's say there's no mikveh available in which he can go to. Ya'asena kabin. He should make the dough in portions of a kav each, which means each portion should be a kav, which is therefore smaller than the minimum amount that is subject to the obligation of chala. Ve'al ya'asena bitum'ah, and not make the dough in a state of tum'ah, which means he cannot knead a dough that is large enough for the obligation of chala in a state of tum'ah, because then the dough is going to become tameh, and as a result, the hafrashat chala that he will take off will also become tameh. So since you're not allowed to do so, he has to avoid the chala obligation altogether. How do you avoid it? By making the dough in smaller portions. So that's according to Tanakama. However, Rabbi Akiva argues. He says, no, ya'asena bitum'ah ve'al ya'asena kabin. He should make it in a state of tum'ah and not make it in kaf portions to make himself exempt from the dough, from the chala obligation. Shekeshem shu kore la teora, kachu kore la tme'a. Because just as one designates chala for dough that is tahor, so too one designates chala for dough that is tameh. Lazo kore chala b'shem, velazo kore chala b'shem. Which means, regarding the dough that is tahor, he assigns the name chala to the portion that is separated, and regarding the dough that is tameh, he assigns the name chala to the portion that is separated. So we see here that just like chala that is separated from dough that is tahor has kedusha, so too chala that is separated from tameh dough has kedusha. Aval kabim en laim chelek b'shem, but portions of just a kav, on the other hand, do not have enayim chelek b'shem. They don't have a portion that is assigned as chala, which means you can't separate chala from such small portions. So, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's more important to have a portion of one's dough sanctified for Hashem than to prevent chala from becoming tameh. So this, the machlokni between Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, it's what is the priorities? According to Tanakama, the priority is the halacha of not making chala tameh. That's more important. And therefore, even if it means going around the obligation of chala, so be it. But Rabbi Akiva holds, no. You have an opportunity to give a name chala, which is kedusha, onto a portion, even if it's tameh, doesn't matter. The opportunity to make something into chala overrides the isur of making chala tameh, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, he should make the dough large enough to be obligated in chala, even though the chala will become tameh, because at least by doing so, there will be a portion that is kodesh. However, the Baal Tenura says the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is like Tanakama, according to Chachamim. Now, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalid, discusses what in the case where you have two doughs. Each one is smaller than the minimum amount that is required, that requires hafrashat chala. But let's say these two doughs are touching each other. Haose sato kabim. If let's say a person made his dough in kav portions, which means each one is less than the 5 kavs minimum requirement, right? Vinag'uze baze, and the two doughs touched each other. Now, together, they do have the minimum amount required. Turim min hachala. The halacha is that they're still exempt from the obligation of chala. Ad sheyishochu, until they bite each other, quote unquote. That means that touching alone is not enough to unite them into one unit that is requiring chala. Rather, only if they're pressed so firmly together, that's yishochu, that if you would separate the two doughs, so then a piece of one of the dough, you know, would be pulled along with the other dough. In that case, we consider it one unit, and now they are obligated in afrashat chala. Rabbi Eliezer, he comes along and he adds another way that the two doughs can combine to create an obligation of chala. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af harode venoten lasal. Also, if let's say a person who bakes the two doughs that each one only have a kav, right? And then he's rode, he removes them from the oven, that's rode, venoten basal, and he places the finished breads in a basket. Hasal mitzarefan lechala. The basket combines them to be subject to the requirement of chala. Since both breads together contain the amount that's necessary, they are now subject to the obligation of chala. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that being in the same basket combines them. Tanakama didn't hold like that. Tanakama held that no, only those that bite each other, which means they're firmly pressed together, can be combined. In the basket alone, that doesn't create a unity. Actually, however, the Baal Tenura says v'halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Eliezer, who says the basket combines them, and therefore, even after they were made into bread and put into the same basket, chala can be still removed from them after they are made into bread. If you look in Rambam, Ilchot Bikurim, although chala normally is separated before the dough is baked, but it can also be separated once the dough is made into bread. Look in Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Siman Taf Nun Zayin, with Magen Avraham there, and you see the halacha. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.